Good morning. You're listening to The Morning Interview. Joining us in the studio today are Zuul Bailey and Andrew Yi of the Sitka Summer Music Festival. Thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Thank you.
And this is the 46th year, the 46th season of the festival, and this is your 11th year, Zuul, and your fifth year as the artistic director. Could you tell us, how's this year different? What's changed? What's new?
Oh, wow. Where to start? I'll just kind of keep specific on this week.
Sure, absolutely.
It's always exciting to be back in Sitka. It's the place I'm actually, I'm here the longest of any place all year long, for personally. And I pride myself on trying to bring the greatest musicians and people that I know from around the world to join me here to celebrate the arts and music for this month, which is all month long, and then at Stevenson Hall, as well as this Sitka Cello Seminar in all of July. What makes it different? Well, we're celebrating the 150th of our acquiring Alaska from Russia, and so we're doing a lot of thematic programming that celebrate Russian music and American music. Also, we're bringing back familiar artists, the Ataka String Quartet. They were here my first year, 2012, which very happy to have Andrew and the group back. That's a really nice way of kicking it off. They were here actually the last week of my first festival, so that to have them the first week is kind of fun.
And Andrew, can you tell us a little bit about the Ataka String Quartet? Where did you get started? How did you guys meet each other?
Some of us started school at Juilliard in 2002, and I met our first violinist, Amy, on the first day of school, and we started playing together, and we had a piano trio for a year, and then the pianist left, so we decided to start a string quartet, and that was in 2003, and just kept getting concerts, and then at some point, we became a professional string quartet, and it's amazing to be part of a group like that. Yeah.
And where are some of the places you've traveled to recently with the Ataka String Quartet?
We just got back from a tour of Mexico and Japan, and we've just recently been to Spain. We're going to be doing a couple tours of South America, and it's pretty fun.
And what's it like to be in Sitka after traveling all over the world?
Sitka's the best. Sitka's the best. I mean, when we got the call from Zuul to come back, we were, we didn't even wait for a second. We just said yes. It's unbelievable. We stepped off the plane and, yeah.
And the Ataka String Quartet is playing Saturday night's concert, correct?
Yeah. What makes this unique is that usually at festivals, they get a random group of people together to play, and they play chamber music, but they haven't really played together a lot. And one of the things that I like to do is to bring in a formed group like the Ataka Quartet and then augment them by adding a couple of players here and there to them. It makes it easier. It makes it more cohesive. And so we're featuring the Ataka Quartet in lots of different ways, but primarily in the augmentation that I was talking about. So there's the family concert on Sunday that they will be featured as a quartet itself, as the entity they are. And then on Saturday night, we will add to them to make them a sextet, which will be two more players, of course, a violin and viola and cello. So it's a mixed bag of music and variety of personnel, but it's very rare to have a quartet in residence at music festivals like this, and it's a special week to do that.
And can you tell me some more about some of the other artists we'll be hearing from this weekend and this afternoon, actually, at Allen Hall, 12:15, there will be a Bring Your Own Lunch, correct?
Yeah, we've named it Box Lunch.
Okay.
Play on words. But Kurt Nikkanen, a great violinist who's been here before as well, who's the concertmaster of the New York City Ballet Orchestra, as well as Scott Rawls on viola, who lives in North Carolina, is in many orchestras in that area, as well as a wonderful soloist and teacher, chamber musician. We'll be playing a Beethoven string trio, and then I'll be joining the Ataka Quartet to do the Glazunov Cello Quintet. So it'll be quite a thick, beautiful hour of music at the Odos Theater.
And in terms of Friday night, I don't believe we've talked about Friday night's performance at all, but...
We're featuring, actually, it really does feature the piano there. It's the Tchaikovsky Piano Trio, which is the... it's really hard to explain the amount of notes and the bombast of the piano part in this. It's a piano concerto, and there's a violin part in it, and there's a cello part in it as well, but it's a piano trio, so it's a violin, cello, and piano. But Natasha Peremsky will be featured on that as the big masterwork. And when I say that big, it's a 50-minute piece.
Wow.
So the second half of the show is massive, mm-hmm. and it's marvelous and very rarely played, and I would venture to say never played on this level pianistically, because she is so magnificent. Natasha's a Russian pianist, and she has got a facility that I've really never seen from a pianist before. And to have this kind of pianist play this kind of piece is kind of a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. So that's the first half of the show, first half of the show is the Corigliano violin sonata with Kurt Nicken and his wonderful wife, pianist Maria. So, yeah.
Wonderful. And what pieces will we be hearing on Saturday night from the Ataka String Quartet?
Well, the Ataka Quartet will be playing and augmented again with Maria Astriadu with the piano quintet of Shostakovich. And then the second half will be Tchaikovsky's Souvenir de Florence, which is an amazing, again, another Russian firework kind of piece. So it's a real shoot for the stars weekend.
Yeah, that program is crazy. Yeah, people's heads are going to be blown off.
Yes.
It's gonna be great.
And you know, this is our first time going back to Centennial. We had to take a year and a half off. I don't know
if
we even talked about that. But
with the construction?
Last year, we were not able to play there. So we're very excited to go back into that facility and...
Have you rehearsed in the new facility
at all? Nothing. In fact, we did a walkthrough yesterday, and I saw it for the first time myself since they've finished the polishing.
Do you think the acoustics will be ideal?
No idea, but it looks fantastic, and I'm sure it will sound even better than it ever did.
Wonderful. So we've talked a little bit about what's happening this weekend. Did you want to talk any more about any other new faces we're going to see this summer?
Sure. Well, I mean, every week is something new and different. Mm-hmm. We've got a wonderful singer named Kate Bass coming in, and Christian Kohlberg, violist, violinist. Nava Perlman's coming back this year. We're doing a special Grammy Awards show later in the summer to celebrate that magnificent day that happened back in February for me personally. Again, I'd rather not unveil things too soon, but every Thursday we'll show you something new.
Yes, I would be remiss if I didn't mention that you did win Best Classical Instrumental Solo in February at the Grammys.
Mm-hmm.
So how was that? What was that experience like? Was that sort of surreal to be there? And
you know, to be honest, I've experienced quite a lot in my life, and I've never experienced anything like this before. To be on a world stage, the classical music world, people who are in this world think it's a huge deal. You think it's reverberant, but when you get into that realm of every aspect, genre in the world of music, and it's magnified like that, and something like that happens, and you realize the larger stage, which that is, the Grammy Awards, it's indescribable. What I mean by that is that when it happened, I didn't realize the magnitude of that kind of thing, and I kind of went to shock, and so I'll talk about it during the concert later in the summer, and I've got a couple of surprises up my sleeve.
All right, we're definitely looking forward to it, and anything else I didn't ask you that you'd like to make sure we talk about before we sign off?
Very happy to be back. I can't believe it's been 11 summers already.
Uh-huh.
It's shocking to me how time flies, and I couldn't imagine a better or more beautiful place to spend my time and our time.
Well,
in Sitka.
Thank you again for joining us. We've been speaking to Zul Bailey and Andrew Yee of the Ataka String Quartet. Zul Bailey is the artistic director of the Sitka Summer Music Festival. Thanks again for joining us.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.